Mr. Secretary, your department's mission statement includes this key phrase, to foster opportunities for businesses to grow and for communities to succeed and thrive. I'm sure you've heard that often. And yet the governor's been opposed to creating more KOZs, the Keystone Opportunity Zones, or expanding the City Revitalization and Improvement Zones program, the CRISZs. He signed the legislation to expand the KOZ program last year, and your website states that the KOZs are such a breakthrough idea that Business Facilities Magazine calls them the number one economic development strategy in the nation, and yet he opposes additional KOZs. The governor has also refused to allow your department to create new CRISZs. These have shown some considerable progress in Bethlehem, Lancaster, and the pilot small town zone up in Tamaqua since they were created a couple of years ago. Last year, in Senator Martin's district, the Lancaster CRIZ produced $3.4 million in benefits for that community. I think you've heard from Senator Lachlan, our new colleague from up in the Northwest, who's trying to help Erie get back on its feet. He pointed out to the governor that both programs have proven to be critical to the growth and development of properties and communities that would otherwise not be improved. And yet we have this hold on additional CRIZs. You're very familiar with the data. You've seen these numbers. We have a lot of communities that are really hurting in Pennsylvania and have been since the 1950s. Pottsville, in the district that I represent, is down about 40%. Aliquippa is down 63%. Altoona in Senator Eichelberger's district has lost 40% of its population. Reading has lost 20%, and on and on and on. And, you know, they're not contrary to your mission statement, either growing, succeeding, and thriving. And so I'm trying to struggle with this, since the governor's against utilizing the CRIZ and the KOZ programs, all of which have received considerable support on a bipartisan basis, Republicans and Democrats all across the state. What's his plan to stop the further decline of these communities? I mean, I know the governor doesn't want to see Pottsville or Aliquippa or Redding just drop dead. We know what he's against. What's he for? What's the plan to turn around these trend lines?
Senator, I mean, that's a good question. I do get that a lot, and I think the staff gets that a lot. I think our plan, what I can tell you, our plan with the governor is really to make impactful investments in these communities through the existing programs that we have. We have a variety of programs, not only in our department, but also through some of the authorities that we also work with. For example, the Commonwealth Financing Authority. And the idea is to make impactful investments in these areas. So a lot of what we've done and what we've worked very closely with our staff and our department is to really look at opportunities for not making just one investment through our community affairs office or one investment through our business financing office, but to have our business financing and our community affairs and the community development offices work together to make large investments. For example, in Johnstown, looking at making community impact investments and also business investments, PennDOT investments, Department of Conservation Natural Resource investments. That's what the governor is proposing to do.
What's wrong with the CRIZ and the KOZ?
Sure. I think the governor has looked at and worked from the beginning of the administration and looked at opportunities to really take care of the underlying tax structure within Pennsylvania. And one of the issues are property taxes, and we know that. And the governor had and is continuing to work to try to, fix and repair the underlying tax structure. With respect to the CRIZ, I've been directly involved with the CRIZ in Lancaster and in Bethlehem, and there are some serious issues. And I know the legislature did a great job of providing some help with the CRIZ program. It's not there just yet, though. And Lancaster is a great example. Lancaster, you have a program that includes an area where there are, I think it's like 700 or 800 businesses within that CRIZ area that all could be impacted by investments that are made. So, for example, if the CRIZ authority decides to assist a fast food place and there are other mom-and-pop food stores around there, that's going to have an impact. The other thing that can't really be determined the way the program is set up is what's the value, what's the baseline for that CRIS district? The Department of Revenue has been banging their heads against the wall trying to get information back to determine exactly what that baseline is. But you'll never know, because one year, maybe 600 businesses will respond and tell you what their tax basis is. The next year, maybe five. The next year after that, maybe 650. You'll never know truly what the value of that is, and you'll never know exactly what the amount of the increment is. And I think that one of the things that we've said this from the beginning in this particular administration, we have programs. We have programs that can help these communities, and we want to be able to be there. And you've probably seen that by our staff, myself and our staff, getting out into the state and trying to work with communities to make these impactful investments in these communities through a variety of different funding sources that we have. We think we can do that, and the idea right now with respect to the Keystone Opportunity Zones and the CRISs is that we're trying to utilize our existing programs, what we have right now, and not have to use those programs and still work with these communities. You and I took a trip through Pottsville, and I know firsthand what you're dealing with. We think we have programs to deal with that outside of these large tax exemption programs.
Interest of time, I'll do a yes/no question. Understand these are difficult times. You've stressed that several times. If your department had the money, would you reopen the CRIS and the KOZ programs, as you're already permitted to do so under law?
Now, do I have to answer yes or no?
Yes.
Because there's more to it than that. It's impossible to answer yes or no, because there's so many other factors to that. I don't believe so, because I think that we have other programs that can do exactly what those things do in a much better way, a much more target, and have a much more targeted effect on developing communities. And again, I'm a guy that's been in the business for almost 30 years now, and so I don't.
But you're not impressed by what's happening in those communities today because of the KOZ and the CRIS, despite what your own website says?
I got to tell you, I think that there are certainly great things that we've seen as a result of some of the programs. The CRIS is one I just can't buy into. It's something where I have not seen the great effects of the CRIS.
How about the KOZ?
Just on the CRIS, because of the fact that, especially in Lancaster, that there are you have businesses that previous to the legislation last year were going to get fined $1,000 for not filling out a report because they were in a CRIS area and they didn't fill out a report because they didn't know anything about it. With respect to the KOZ, there have been cases previously with the KOZ that it's been utilized really, really well. And then there are cases, I think, that where the KOZ has been let's get a KOZ, let's move this company from this area to this area. And I look at, you just need to look at New Jersey and what they've done with their New Jersey Grow program. All they're doing is they're shuffling the deck chairs. I probably shouldn't say it like that again.
But that was the finding I think I shared with you, my
right,
doctoral dissertation.
Exactly.
And because we're talking about, 5.7 million, less than 0.18% of the budget. And so, in Tamaqua, $5.7 million is a lot of money. But I have to think that if we generally believed in this program and its benefits, we could find the money somewhere.